I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guy.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Man, what a fabulous week of weather we had. This is unbelievable. If you don't have your grill out on your deck and you aren't cooking up, man, you better get your stuff together because it is summer. I assume we'll get a little reprieve. But, man, it just felt like I grilled four nights this week, man. I just can't get enough.
Awesome. Hey, welcome. Thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the smokiest show on the airwaves. We have a tasty show lined up. Literally, we have food in the studio, so Conrad will not be speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're gonna talk with Mike Burns, who's the head barbecue chef from a place I stumbled into that's called Billy Bones. It's near the Granville Mall, and Billy Bones was actually a friend of mine. We've talked about him. We had him on the show years ago. And talk about his stuff from time to time just because sentimental reasons, and his rubs and sauces are so good. Tim Sobey covers
them. Well, that's exactly right. And a little Grilling Guy secret on my end, Billy Bones' competition rub is the one that goes on all of the stuff that I use right there. It's called Competition Dry Rub, and it is the best that I've found out there. We'll talk a little bit about that in the second segment with Mike, if I can wait that long. But
you need to grab one of these wings, buddy.
I'm going to, but I thought I'd talk while you eat, and then we'll flip flop.
My first one's gone.
Yeah, right.
Conrad, there's not even a bone left over there.
Right,
he's got that thing gone.
Yeah,
I like bones.
Yeah, Mike brought him some squirrel, and he didn't know the difference. It was so good.
Yeah. Boneless.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
So we're pre-recording this show because as soon as I'm done here, I'm heading to Baldwin. I have my wife's surfer wagon. It's loaded with jerky.
Okay.
And the Grilling Guys pop up, and I'm going to set up shop in downtown Baldwin.
So that Lincoln's bigger than that Jeep when it comes to hauling stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah?
I think so.
But that's all right.
The air works better.
Yeah, right. I get it. And, you know,
because it's a Jeep.
Right.
So the air sucks.
Right. But you know, again, we're living with 90-degree temperatures right now. Here on Thursday, so
well, that's what happens when you buy a used Jeep in the winter.
Yeah,
right. Air works great.
Right, that warm air was good. The cold air not so good. But
yeah.
But anyway, got out on the back deck and cooked up some salmon again this week. My wife is liking that little dietary benefits of salmon, and this time I covered it with a little bit of honey. Right at the end, about the last 4 minutes that it was on there, and it was just a little glaze, and I thinned it with lemon juice. So I put some honey in there, and then I thinned it with lemon juice, and I already had a little bit of dry rub on the salmon. So the combination of those three, it was something that I just tried. Bob does this stuff all the time. It's like, if I like this profile and I like that profile, maybe those profiles would be good together.
Yeah.
Right? So it was a little experiment.
You play by the rules a little better than I do. Well, so that goes against your grain, probably.
Right, yeah. There was no grain mustard in this one. No, but it was just the honey and the lemon. And, man, it actually turned out pretty good. So I guess I'm encouraging you all is to get some flavors that you like and think if they'll go together. Because, you know what, I put it on about a quarter of the filet and the tail end because I knew it'd be done first. Right, and I wanted to make sure that I'd like it before I covered the rest of it. So once that tail got done, I turned the fire down a little bit and put it all over the rest of the filet, and it was wonderful.
Nice. But,
it was just playing around. So back to you, Bob. My turn to eat wings.
Go ahead, yeah. Have a wing. Yeah, Billy Bones, Canal 44th. One of those used to be Famous Dave's. You got to check the place out, and if you get a chance to say hi to their barbecue chef, his name is Mike Burns, and he's been around the Grand Rapids food scene for 30 years, so you might you might have eaten at one of his places before.
If you haven't, you're going to, because these wings are fantastic. Wow.
I hate to say they're better than mine, but they are. Mm-hmm.
I think Tim Somi would say the same thing.
He doesn't have a wing to stand on.
Right.
So, anyway, I was going to say blending is kind of a bad joke in my house because when we get all these people over, we'll have five different bottles of white that are half done, and I'll start blending them. And the girls in my house, when they're home, absolutely freak out to think about blending a Cab Sauv with a, or, you know, this or that. And it's like they don't know that almost every wine they buy is a blend.
Right, right. Across the board.
They are.
Absolutely.
They are. Very
yeah,
few.
We've had Brian Lesperance on from Fen Valley enough times that if you've listened to the show, you'll know that pretty much everything he produces at that winery is a blend.
And if you haven't listened to the show, you're probably wiser right now.
Right.
We're going to dumb you down just a little bit. And to give you a play-by-play, Jop's attacking the biggest wing I've ever seen, and I think it's going to be two bites for him, and it's gone.
First one was good.
News heads up. Pay attention to your congressman right now because they're floating around this thing that's going to sign us over to the World Health Organization, and we will basically give up our autonomy to them. It's a bad deal. It's under the radar. Look it up, WHO. We do not want any of our sovereignty in this country to go to the world. They'll have us in lockdowns every frickin' month. And it's bad enough living in Michigan right now. But, you know, that'd be all the states. So we don't want to go back into that crap. Anyway, we're going to bring in right now, while Jop has his mouth full, a guy named Mike Burns, head barbecue chef from Billy Jones.
Billy Bones. Hello, people.
Yeah. So I was cruising around the mall looking for a store to buy a screen protector for my phone. And I drive around this building and it says Billy Bones. And I'm like, gosh, I just got a mess. And I was thinking of Bone Daddies or Smoky Bones.
Right.
Because I just got a message from Smoky Bones. The guy said, hey, I want to come back on the show. And so I was thinking, well, maybe it was Billy. Maybe that's who. I got to go in there. And it says Billy Bones on it. I mean, it can't be the Billy Bones because he's been gone for too long. And I thought there's some imposter coming in here. I walked in and son of a gun, I see his products all over the place. And I said, I need to talk to your chef. And the girl says, sure, come on back here. And I ran into Mike Burns.
Hello, sir.
Mike, how long have you been with Billy Bones Organization?
Just when they started this up here this year in Granville, a year now. Just over a year.
Nice.
Now. Right, yep.
Nice. God, where you been hiding, man?
Well,
I'm telling you, we've been when Billy was alive,
right.
We had him on the show multiple times, and every time we were talking about the seasonings and how wonderful his stuff was, and he was just a wealth of knowledge, and I'm sure you are too, and we're going to get to that. But it's really cool to see now. His family, are they still involved with the business?
They are not involved. Our owners were friends with his.
Right, yep.
And once he passed on, they wanted to keep the integrity of the product and keep everything going and his legacy going. And
right.
So they brought it down to Mears and opened up the Chicken Shack.
Well, that's right. And Billy's son has Bone Daddies in Saginaw.
Okay.
And he runs a very large catering operation. He's a good dude.
Yep.
Really knows his cue. Got quite an operation. I know the people at Dow love him because
yep.
He'll feed 20,000 people in a weekend.
Sure, right, yeah.
but Billy's daughter wasn't as much involved in that. She was more on the spice side, and Billy passed off the spices and sauces to her when he passed away. Such a thoughtful guy.
Yep.
And she fortunately was able to leverage that and get it to somebody who would do something with it. And that's how I got to run into Mike. And Mike gave me a tour of the place, and I took some great pictures. I'll post them on social media when I get a chance. Hopefully I have cell coverage and stuff up in Baldwin. But I know I will.
Feed the squirrel.
I know I will. You've got some roasters back there I'm going to put on social media.
You got some big old roasters.
And they're cool, Jop.
Yes.
You got to go in there and see them. Because
I will. I was unaware that it was there. I apologize because I usually got my finger on the pulse of where the barbecue joints are.
Yeah.
But I missed it.
And these are trailers. They're giant roasters, gas roasters. You got to see it, dude. You're going to want one.
20 racks, 20 times two, so 40 racks.
We don't have one yet.
Well, yeah.
And they've got these things inside. So let's go to a break and come back with Mr. Mike Burns, head chef from Billy Bones.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're actually recording a little early this week. Barbecue Bob's got a gig this weekend at Blessing of the Bikes, and we'll talk about that some more during the show, I'm sure. But Bob went on a little reconnaissance mission and found this place called Billy Bones Barbecue. And we have the head chef with us, Mike Burns. Mike, tell us where Billy Bones is.
It's in Granville, right up by I say in front of Lowe's. So the old famous Dave's, 44th Street in Canal Street.
So yeah. Very nice. Easy to find. Look, they're calling right now to place another order.
Yeah. I got them ready. It's ready.
Yeah, it's ready. Yeah. But anyway, so as we were saying in the last segment, we've been familiar with this company for a long time. Sounds like it's under new ownership, but it appears that all the recipes were transferred over. And again, I mentioned in the first segment, if you didn't hear me, this is my absolute 100% go-to seasoning for pulled pork. Is I use their competition rub from Billy Bones. I get it at Sobey Meats because that's pretty much the only place I think I can find it now. But you guys carry it too, because it's that same jug that I see. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that. We got a lot of things we're going to cover, but inside that competition dry rub, there are these little dark chunks of goodness. Give me the overall recipe of what's in there, and then we'll focus on those chunks.
Well, the chunks, you've got bell peppers in here, and you've got a little bit of salt and a little bit of paprika and sugar and all kinds of stuff. The chunks, a little bit of a smoke, got a little bit of smoky pepper to it.
Right.
So when it comes out, it's got a really nice tone when you cook it off, nice brown pop to it.
Right.
Yep. Translation, they're mystery chunks.
Right, yeah.
It's not rat dropping.
I'm sure it's not.
It's supposed to be in there.
Because the difference is that the original rub
doesn't have
those, and the competition rub does. So, therefore, now you're getting a feel of what the barbecue industry does is they'll tell you most everything.
Oh, my God.
But they won't tell you everything.
Can you imagine
everything
that? Right. So let's do a little reset here. Let's qualify this rub. This man that's on the cover, that is a great picture of Billy. It's a drawing, caricature, but that's what he looked like. You might see him at a Grateful Dead concert. He had long hair, he had a beard, and he won Memphis in May, I don't know how many times, pork. He won, I believe, the Jack Daniels. He competed all around the country. Him and his son used to go out to Nevada. They would go to Reno once a year for the chili cook-off. And they would set up their rib trailer out there. And he told me the numbers they did. And it was insane, the amount of revenue. That one trip, which took him about 2 weeks, that one trip funded him for the whole year. That's how much food they sold. And this guy was just amazing. But I didn't know he was as sick as he was the last time I saw him. We sat in his kitchen. He was a humble man. Had a little house in Sanford, Michigan, and he basically told me stories that were so cool. I couldn't remember them accurately, but he knew everybody, any big name in the industry. But he had this one, anyway, I don't want to go down that road, but he was a true legend, a Michigan barbecue legend. So when people say, oh, you know, barbecue's from here and from there, barbecue's from Sanford, Michigan. And Billy Bones is it. And now you're seeing the outcropping in his product going out to restaurants all over, thanks to the people at Craig's Cruisers and the Chicken Coop.
Chicken Shack.
So, Mike, tell me about the restaurant. Is it takeout? Is it dine in?
Sit down, dine in. 7 days a week. We're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, lunch and dinner, and at 3 o'clock Monday through Thursday till 9 o'clock. So, family style sit down. We got TVs, sports.
It's a sports bar that has killer barbecue.
A little bit of everything. Yep.
So if you've been going to BW3. You won't anymore because these guys have real chicken wings. They don't come out of a machine. They're gorgeous. They're not deep fried. They're and look how healthy they are. How's that rib, Jop?
I don't know. I'm still eating, but it's really good. That's why I'm still eating.
You didn't even give one to Conrad.
Well, it's because I had to dig in with both hands just to get him off the bone, man.
I see.
But no, he brought a half a rack here, and I couldn't eat the whole thing.
And guess what else he's got here? Look at this.
Yeah, I saw that. He said that's mac and cheese.
Smoked mac and cheese.
That's enough for like a team barbecue. Of 40 right there. Holy crap, that's a big pan.
I'm surprised Conrad hasn't ran up and got a plate yet, because that looks like lunch to me.
Yeah.
Must be you're not a mac and cheese guy?
Everything looks great to me, and I am a regular visitor to Billy Bones before you guys. Even,
is that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
When they opened up back in the fall, and their guy.
How'd you find it?
Well, Jeep is an old friend of mine. Jeep is the guy that runs Craig's Cruisers for the owner. And he helped my son, Ben, who just graduated, get a job when he was about 16 at one of the Craig's Cruisers there at the Lakeshore, and hooked up our family real well. And I know that if he's involved, it's a classic place. So
Jeep. That's cool.
Jeep, yeah. Awesome. Jeep keeps me in line. Yes,
yeah.
He does.
Yeah, it's just that they're great wings, and you know, I've been good going guy. There some time. And,
wow.
And on the west side, this is the place to go to for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, in Granville, near Rivertown Mall, just on Canal, right off at 44th Street.
So Mike, you've got a small retail store there too, where we can get rubs,
picture
and sauces,
rubs up and sauces and shirts what and else shirts there? And shirts hats and food and okay. You know, all kinds of good stuff.
You know what else they have?
What's that?
They have some poles, and one of them gave me some Two Hearted yesterday.
Oh, really?
It was really
cool. They got tap handles.
It was magic.
They would have tap handles.
It was magic.
Wow.
So wonderful wings and a Two Hearted. I mean, my day was done.
Yeah, right. Before you even got started. Yeah.
Now, you have another location.
The Chicken Shack.
And that's up at Silver Lake.
Silver Lake, yes. That's the original. That's the big dog.
That's been there for how long now?
Oh, 10 years now, I would say.
So
somewhere
they have
up in
the
there.
Same food there?
Wait a minute.
They started
I know exactly
they started
where you are
yeah.
now that you say
yeah.
you're
great
familiar
big
with the
place.
Chili. But I didn't realize it was called, I didn't realize it was this Billy
Correct.
Bones.
Yes.
Because I've been there. God, okay, it's all coming to me
But
now.
I think it's just called the Chicken Shack.
The Chicken Shack, yes.
Up in Silver Lake Silver. It is, but this one where he's on Canal and what is it?
44th, correct.
Right, Park, just yep. around, just a little bit south of 44th yeah. on Canal, on the right-hand side.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, I've been there. I've been there with Lisa and I've been there. And I knew it was called Billy Bones, but I never made the connection. Okay, duh. I just had a little moment there, senior moment. I'll get over it. But that's pretty crazy. I have been
Are
there.
Are we done with that now?
Well, I am done. But I mean, I'm just, thanks for the epiphany, man, because it took me a minute to sink in.
Oh, look,
all I had
see
to do
angels
was, I had to have food recall is what I had to have. And once I had that, I was good.
So you just had a rib. Tell us how you like the rib.
The ribs are wonderful.
The chef's here. Be careful.
They're not over... sauced, which I like. There's a little glaze on there. They were cooked without the sauce, and sauce was applied at the end. Can tell by the way they're cooked.
Now, did you have any of Billy's recipes for making any of this? Because that's how Billy would have made a rib. Because he's a Memphis barbecue guy.
Right.
And Memphis, they dry rub. They're not big on sauces. If they do, they're going to give you a little vinegar-type sauce.
It's definitely, Billy's is definitely a vinegar-based sauce. But
yep.
Yeah, I adjusted to these guys when I came in here. Normally they adjust to me, but I had to adjust to them keep the recipe and the integrity going. And
we want to get deeper into your background because you have some history in the restaurant business that's pretty good.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
Couple years, huh?
Yeah.
So, well, that's good, man. Billy Bones. And if you've not tried these rubs, swing by their restaurant, have some chicken and ribs and try it. And then you're going to want to leave with a container of it, and you won't be disappointed. This is an unsolicited, uncompensated commercial because I truly, I go to Sobeys, I can get any rub I want to put on anything I want, and I end up using this Billy Bones every time. And if you've eaten any of my pulled pork, I'm not bragging, I'm just saying, people love it. And it's really because of 99% of the reason is you cook it right, but you put that competition rub on there and it's unlike anything that you're going to make at home, guarantee it. This guy... Why try to dink around with making it yourself when you can buy it and it's that perfect?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just...
And Sobey has a tremendous offering of rubs and sauces.
Yep, exactly. So. All right, so you're listening to Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we might hit some chicken wings and other kinds of things to eat off your barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, I hope you've been out in your backyard this past week and fired up the grill, blew off the dust, and made some grill envy in your neighborhood, because this was the week. This is a taste of mid-July in mid-May. We don't get this very often in Michigan. The flowers are up. My tulips are winking at me. And life's good right now. It's pretty out there. I put a little fertilizer on. Mother Nature watered me, and it's like, bang, the grass needs to be mowed every third day right now. But cool stuff. But anyway, you are listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Mike Burns from Billy Bones, right on the corner of Canal and 44th in Granville on the southwest side of Grand Rapids. But Bob's giving me the finger, so he must want to say something.
I'm licking it.
Oh, all right.
These ribs are fantastic, Mike.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you. Fantastic. Very much. So that's
just
that's
a little tug
a
off
trick.
The bone,
that's
right?
Always a trick. I mean, yep. You got to see done. His operation. It's not his first rodeo. Tell us what your first rodeo was.
Holy, washing dishes a long time
right,
ago.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Been through a few rodeos. A lot
of food service professionals have started there.
Yep, but started from the dishes. Work my way.
Few of them get as accomplished as you, though, so this is cool.
Hard knocks, and just read a lot and pay attention and play a lot like you do with your food. I play with food all the time. So
right.
Experiment.
So where have you, highlights, where have you been?
Holy smokes, my restaurants are all gone now. Cygnus, 1913, Great Lake Shipping, Gibson's.
Cygnus, I love that.
Wow. Pearl Street Restaurant.
Wow.
Safies, all the old ones are all gone.
Safies. Oh man, they had some classic recipes.
It's
old man Safies was a gem.
Right, yeah, right. Then, boy, you used to get the snails, the escargot there that you guys made. And, oh, wow, yeah.
Did you make any of the kibbe for him?
No, not in those days, no.
He made it all, huh?
Did you grill the snails? I got to ask.
No, we sauteed them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in a duck cell, onion mushroom duck cell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
You must
been
have eaten
through a few
Safies,
things,
didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Back in the Dumas, all the
Great Lake Shipping Company.
Oh, yeah. Remember that one was days? On Breton and
Breton
Burton.
Breton and Burton, right?
That's a mall now.
Yeah.
But that was a good place. Yeah. That was like steaks, special.
Steaks.
If you wanted to go have a really good steak, and I'm a snob. I'm the one that doesn't eat steak out very often. I much prefer to cook it myself.
Right.
But there are a few places in town, and that was one of them where you could always count on.
Always.
You said medium rare. It came out medium rare, and it was perfectly
but
cooked.
But they were really known for their seafood, because they had just fantastic seafood.
Yep.
Back in the day.
And
yep.
I worked right across the street. We were in there at least once a week.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
I think it was called Happy Hour.
Yeah. Great place. Oh, I thought maybe you were at the gym that used to be across the street from there, and you would just work out, and you'd go have
I don't
seafood.
Remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't there. There was a bar and a gym over there. I can't remember.
Combination.
Southside Jimmy's,
yeah. It was a bar and a restaurant. I'm going to digress a minute, because at Southside Jimmy's, this was late 80s, 90s, and I was playing softball on a team, and one of my teammates might have been a little overserved after we won a big tournament, and I'm standing on one side of the bar, and he's standing on the other, and the bartender's cutting limes. Right, for the drinks?
Lines?
L-I-M-E-S, with an M. No N, M, with an N.
It was the 90s.
But it was close. Right? It was the 90s, it could have been, but it wasn't. No, it was a lime, and he picked up a whole lime and was probably 35, 45 feet across that bar from me, threw a dot and hit me in the eye, and knocked me down, dumped my beer all over myself. I mean, it was a perfect strike from about 40 feet with a lime and hit me right in the side of the head.
That could, you could rupture an eyeball.
Right, yeah, exactly. But I'll never forget it because after I got done being pissed, I'm like, man, that was an amazing throw.
Good shot, right?
So back in the softball days, that was the way it happened.
Speaking of amazing, these ribs are amazing.
Thank you. Those are beautiful.
I never make ribs anymore, and I've been kind of craving one. So when I saw you putting them in the roaster yesterday, I'm like, God, that sounds really good.
Yeah. So tell us about those chicken wings and the ribs. Maybe you could give our listeners a few tips on how to make a good set of ribs, because we get this question a lot, and I think that there's a few common mistakes. So listen up, and you're going to have a chef that does this for a living tell you a little bit about how he makes ribs.
Yeah, we do things sometimes differently. I'm not a traditional guy, so low and slow, obviously. I like to marinate my ribs for a couple of days, day and a half or so, a couple of days. Well, that's a secret, too.
Well, yeah.
You know, I do a teriyaki base.
You can give ingredients. You don't have to give quantities, because that's where the magic is the quantity.
Garlic and onions and peppers and onions and stuff for a couple of days, and then, you know.
So it's a wet marinade?
Yes, wet marinade.
Yep. Okay, then so you're putting that in a refrigerator.
Refrigerator, a couple days, cover it up, yep.
Yep.
And then pull it out a couple of days, dry them off, put them on the roaster.
Job is shameless. Can you tell me the recipe for that?
No, I didn't.
A couple hours on the rack, you know, smoking it on the rack, low and slow, 225-ish, and then pull them out, put them back in, wrap them all up, and then boom, put them back on another couple hours, you know, low and slow.
Job, you got to see this operation.
165, 170.
170, right?
Yep.
So we always have people ask us, do you take the membrane off the back
Absolutely.
Of the rib?
Absolutely.
Some do, some don't. We always do.
Absolutely.
I just don't like the texture of it. But.
And Billy's son, Billy Jr., at Bone Daddy's, leaves the membrane on.
Yeah. So I don't know. But, you know, like I said, there's no right or wrong answer.
Makes a difference
there.
To me.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference to me.
Yeah.
I always
but,
take it off.
But you've got to get back in that kitchen and see the way they have these roasters set up. I won't give it away. It's ingenious. You're just going to really get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Chicken Shack up too, North, has the same setup.
Really?
They're outside and we're inside. They cook all the roasters outside.
Because they close down in the fall?
Correct.
Mm,
yep.
I can see why.
They're the big dogs up there at Chicken Shack. Yep.
I've seen that place for years, never went in it.
They do a lot of food.
So you've got them 2 or 3 hours opened, then you pull them and wrap them, and you're taking them to 165, 170.
Yep, 170.
You know, that's the number one mistake that we hear from everybody that makes ribs is they cook them too long and too hot.
Too long, correct.
And just because a good rib doesn't fall off the bone, but it's easily tugged off the bone,
correct.
If that makes sense to you. And if you go much beyond that 165, 175 area, you're going to have them start to fall off the bone. One, they're hard to serve, but two, they're overcooked.
They're hard to keep.
Right, yeah, at that time. So, but they'll still be tender if you start with a good product.
Absolutely.
So I want to do the same thing with the chicken wings, too.
Another thing, low and slow. We got that. It's a rotisserie, so I call it the Ferris wheel. So we can hold 200 pounds of chicken wings on each rotisserie. So,
and this is inside of a smoke box.
Inside of a smoker. Yep.
Okay. So are you doing stick? You're doing gas assist.
Gas. It's gas assist.
Okay.
Up here. Rub it first. Then it's low and slow at 365 for 45, 50 minutes, and there she goes. Here she goes.
So are you using the Billy Bones rubs? I mean,
correct.
That's probably
a stupid
question.
No, yes. That's,
right?
That
but,
is
no such thing.
Right, but the Billy Bones rubs, this is why I'm taking you down this trail, folks, because you can get this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's available right there, and you can produce a fabulous chicken wing
Absolutely.
At your own place. Now, he's got a rotisserie inside of a smoker. Most of us don't have that.
Correct.
Okay? But that doesn't mean you can't do indirect heat and just get the same, virtually the same result. The reason his is rotisserie is he got so much product on that at one time, it has to go by the
it's
heat
easier
to stay warm.
On, it's easier on the chef.
Right, exactly.
You know, it brings it to you. But there's another way to do that, too. And just go to Billy Bones.
Right, buy him by the pound, right,
Let him serve you up, because I'm telling you, when these things come out of that oven and they bring you a big plate of them and you got a nice cold cocktail or drink or beer or Pepsi or whatever you like, it's a beautiful thing. And you've got giant TVs all over the place.
Right.
You can catch any sports event you want.
Right,
and
awesome.
I think that's just a wonderful combination.
Mike, you guys, obviously, this is probably another dumb question, but you'll do catering, sell stuff
absolutely.
By the pound?
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Many open houses and weddings. Right now, it's graduation, so we're doing a lot of graduations.
So tell us about your mac and cheese you brought in.
Well, we got a little bit of smoked mac and cheese for you. I did the pork barbecue. We do 50 butts over the weekend.
Right.
And I break it down, put it on the mac and cheese, and low and slow on the grill.
Is the mac and cheese on there? Is it layered? Is it mixed in?
It's on top. The mac and cheese underneath, and the barbecue's on top.
Right.
So he makes his mac and cheese, puts the pulled pork on it, puts some barbecue sauce on at the end.
Yep, and smoke it. Yep.
It looks delicious.
And smoke it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Looks like 2 hours on the smoker. 2 hours on the smoker.
Yeah, and you're running everything 225.
Yeah, 225, 250-ish sometimes, right. Every now and again.
Yep, exactly. So this is easy stuff, guys. The real easy thing is drive over the corner of Canal and 44th and wheel in there, and you'll get some barbecue that's made by a professional. And you will not be disappointed. Leave there with one of Billy Bone's seasonings, the sauces, and you go home. When you want to do some barbecue, it's going to be good.
You know the food's good if he's sticking around this long. So
right.
We're going to make him stay some more.
Yeah, because we would normally kick out a guy that brought in dog food, and they have before. They'll remain nameless, but this guy's got real barbecue, so it's all good.
You.
But
thank you.
You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. It's Tri-Tip next. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
You got to listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in. I hope you've really enjoyed this wonderful pre-summer weather that we've had. It's made me get out and fire up the barbecue every night. I've been home this week, and I'm just having fun with it, man. Doing the walleye.
You
I'm going to try to smoke some walleye, Bob. And, you know, I went out on Good Friday there and had the fortune of catching a bunch of those, and I'm going to smoke it and see what happens. But I've never done it before. I've always deep fried it or put it in an air fryer and you know, just kind of broiled it almost. But we're going to see if we can smoke some walleye. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but you know what? I got a bunch of it, so I won't ruin much, right? It'll be good. But what's up with you, man?
Hey, welcome back, and thanks again for joining the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and soon to be on stations all around the country. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Right.
If you have not been to our website yet, it's called thegrillingguys.com. And then on the right side, you'll see all our sponsors. You'll see, Thermapen.
They'll be on with us next week.
Old World Olive Company, all sorts of products like that. And, of course, MyPilla.
Right.
And check, I got my mattress topper on. I'm sleeping so much better. I don't have a backache. Life is good in that regard. But I want to talk about tri-tips.
Yep.
Because I did one last weekend. Okay, last weekend we were talking. I was heading off to doing a barbecue for my son's coaching gig. He coaches for lacrosse for Lowell. And so they did a military tribute, and it was wonderful. There was all kinds of Army Guard there with cool vehicles and lots of vets, lots of older vets. I saw Korean War vets.
A guy like you?
Way older.
Yeah.
But yeah, real vets.
Right. Yep, exactly. That's what I meant. That was respectful. That wasn't disrespectful. That was respectful.
Okay. So anyway, the vets ate free, the teams ate free, and the parents ponied up, and I sold out in an hour and a half.
Right.
And I overcooked.
Yep.
But I also had a sign up saying coming soon, the Grilling Guys takeout at the facility's kitchen, and a bunch of people had already seen the sign because Sabor Mexicano is so busy that everybody in town's going there. I feel sorry for the new Mexican joints opening up because they got to compete with that.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That'll anyway, be cool. So I smoked some carnita and brought it down to them. They loved it.
Well, explain what that is, because I'm not sure everybody knows.
Well, it's a Mexican version of a pork shoulder, and my daughter Emily got me into it. She made a marinade for me during one of our graduation events, and it was wonderful. It's basically a bunch of, I'd say, Mexican-style spices, Southwestern, and then orange juice and cilantro and beer. And it's just a fabulous marinade. So I cut the...
Was the beer in your hand or was it in the marinade?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay, just check it.
But I cut that butt into quarters so it would marinate better because it's so big and dense, you know? You know what I mean, Randy?
I do. I do. Look me up in the dictionary.
No. You're looking at them all the time, too. Anyway, I marinated it for about 24 hours, and it really changed the color of the meat, which was kind of freaky. But of course, it was all goodness, and those spices or the fresh herbs, cilantro, were all wilted by the time I pulled it out to put it on the smoker, and I laid all those on top of the pieces, and the thing smoked about 12 to 13 hours, probably
even broken up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they were on the bottom,
okay,
and on the sides, so they weren't getting the heat, and it was beautiful. I'm telling you, they turned out fantastic, and after I got done feeding the lacrosse team, I took those down to Sabor and fed the kitchen. They went ape. They loved it. And that's a cool thing. But I also threw in a tri-tip on the middle rack. Picked it up at Sobey. Beautiful, choice tri-tip. He had it on sale for like $9.99. And I love me some tri-tip.
Right. And that is a sale in these meat days.
Yes,
holy
it is.
Holy cow, are they going through the roof. But that's another story.
And I threw a nice couple chunks of hickory on that box. And I'm telling you, that tri-tip was probably the best I've ever had, because just made a bunch of them, but maybe I haven't had one in so long, but the smoke wasn't overly powerful, but you could taste it in every bite. Mm-hmm. It was just a wonderful piece of meat. So if you want to get a tri-tip, you can smoke that up. I think I brought it up to about 135. And if you don't have a smoker and you just have a grill, you can get that tri-tip and you can cut it into about 1-inch steaks cutting across the grain, and you'll have something like a sizzler. Tommy Brand uses a ball joint, ball tip sizzler, but this is a tri-tip, a better piece of meat. And I'm telling you, that makes a wonderful steak. I have fed tons and tons of people with tri-tip steaks, and here's the beauty of it. You don't see any fat. There's a ton of fat in it, but it's all the connective tissue, kind of like the deckle on a...
The marble.
Yeah, on a brisket. It's a bit like that, where it's you can see it kind of accordions when you try and pull it apart.
The magic with the tri-tip is that you get really good flavor at a really reasonable price.
Yes.
It's almost like top sirloin, only a little better.
It's better.
In my book, but it's a fair price. It's not terribly popular,
thankfully,
but it needs to be, because that's one that if you can, and you're going to have to go to a Sobeys, a butcher like that. Your big box stores rarely carry those.
I'll see them at Costco once in a while,
but just once in a while.
Yeah. And when I was in California, like I've said before, it's so popular in Northern Cal that is what they consider barbecue. If you go into their Costco, you'll see 5 packs of tri-tips. Blew my mind.
So you can cut those into steaks and grill them. You don't have to smoke them.
Yeah.
Right?
Just put some oil on them. So I put a little sea salt, some crushed black pepper, and then rub a little oil on them and throw them on a nice hot grill, maybe 400-degree surface, and grill them up, not too much. It depends on how thick you cut them.
Right.
But you don't want to overcook them because they're very lean.
Right.
You know, all you've got is the fat and the connective tissue.
Yeah.
It's a weird piece of meat. I don't know if it's collagen or fat or what it is, but it sure is good.
Yeah. Full of flavor.
It'll dry out quick, though. You got to be careful. Right. You know, you don't want
medium rare
over medium.
Right. Yeah. You're
medium
exactly.
Rare is going to be your best, but it's a crowd pleaser. The women love them because there's no gristle. There's no bone.
And there's no fat around the perimeter that I got to cut off and all of that. Yeah,
right.
It's just a pure chunk of meat. Yep. Kind of really, really good.
But. So that's a nice piece to make. You ever do any tri-tip down there?
Not at the restaurant.
Done it on your own?
But at home. Yep. Oh, yeah.
How do you do it?
Exact same way. But sear it on a high heat and then pull
offset
it to the side.
It.
Offset it low and slow and...
So
don't overcook it.
So going to put
Watch
you on the spot, Mike, and you can pass if you don't want to do this.
Pass.
But you being a professional, what is your favorite piece of meat to cook on a grill?
I still like prime rib. Or nice T-bone, nice porterhouse. Nice Delmonico steak.
Delmonico's wonderful, too. Yes, you don't see them much.
No, you don't see anymore.
So, Mike, take us down that road. T-bone and porterhouse, same steak, just further up or back on that rib.
Correct.
First seven ribs off the animal. But the Delmonico, what is that?
It's cut off the prime meat of it. It's right. Basically a prime rib.
It's the end of a prime rib.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Correct.
And it's going to be very marbled.
Marbled, yes.
Yeah. And very, yeah,
a lot of
gorgeous.
Flavor.
Fat
a lot
is
of flavor.
Flavor, friends. Yep. If you don't believe it.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Taste me.
Right, yeah, right. But fat is
hey,
flavor.
Hey, Jop, I got to tell you, I've got big news.
What's that?
I went back to Snap Fitness.
I could tell, but I didn't want to say anything.
Snap Fitness of Lowell. You know, we used to have them.
You say Snap or Fat?
Snap.
Fat Fitness?
Snap.
Fat Fitness.
Yeah. Snap.
Yeah. That's where I go. Fat, yeah. Fitness.
A Snap Fitness of Lowell.
Poster child I am.
Yeah. Snap Fitness of Lowell.
Okay.
And we used to have a program with them. They had Belding, Greenville, Lowell.
Right, right.
And ownership change, whatever. It's now a corporate store.
Okay.
But they still gave me a great deal as long as I gave them a shout out once in a while.
Well, there you are. That's how a grilling guy rolls.
And
right,
I'm
there.
Back on track. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I get up in the morning. I don't sit around drinking coffee. I just throw my sneakers in the car and I buzz down there, get my headset on, I'm gone.
Yep.
It's so good. It's so stinking good to be back.
Yeah.
It's a high. If you don't work out and you miss it, and you're anywhere in the Lowell area, at least, go down to Snap Fitness and talk to Brian. He's a good manager.
Bob's going to have a 2-for-1 coupon at the catering store. Oh. So when you come and load up on barbecue, you get a free trip
to
Snap.
You get 2 workouts.
Yeah, right, yeah.
To work
and
off the barbecue.
And you have to walk there.
Right, yeah. But anyway. Hey, Mike, tell us where Billy Bones is again, please.
We're on 44th and Canale. Granville, Michigan, just off the highway exit there. I think it's 69B.
I don't pay attention.
I think 69B. Right. Like you're going to the Rivertown Mall.
Yep, right there, right in front of Low.
Kind of
I
must know
Lowe's
the
right
exit
there.
Number.
Right. It's really nice.
And the old famous Dave. Just south of 44th on Canal.
The old famous Dave.
You can't miss it, and it's on the right-hand side or the west side of the road, and it's good. These are good stuff. Get your seasonings, get your sauces there, because you're not going to be disappointed when you put them on your barbecue.
And if you're out and about and you have a motorcycle and you're going to the Blessing of the Bikes in Baldwin, look me up. Look for that Grilling Guys tent.
We appreciate you tuning in each every week. We'll stick with you, or we will not stick with you, but we will talk with
you
next week.
You
no beer
say.
On this show either, I'm telling you.
See ya.
Right, see ya.